I brought a set of wireless headphones, also bought from Best Buy, and I think they were $159, or maybe they were $169, and there was an Elite model, which I actually got the Elite version, I think. I think the regular version was $99, and they weren't as robust, so I got the more robust kind that would last long. And they are not earbuds, but they're wireless, and the way they work is you put them on your in the back of your ears. Instead of having the band up at the top of your head, the band is at the bottom of your head and holds the two listening devices to your ear bones, and you can hear through the ear bones.
Is that the Aftershocks?
Yes, I think it is.
They have a couple different ones. I wonder how do you like those?
I liked them fine. I think the volume was not too high, but I think that can be adjusted.
Yeah, because I have a set of them, and I used them for a while and wasn't comfortable at all with them. And I let my fiancée try them, and she thought they were great. Yeah, those are bone-conducting headphones.
So I have the Trek Air. They're called the Aftershocks, and those are really comfortable. They're like 20, I think they said they were 20% lighter than the titanium. So I've used those, like, what I do at work. Like, if I want to put on some little classical music or something, you know. I have Apple EarPods, the ones with the wires. I use an old pair with a 3.5 millimeter jack. I have those in my, you know, braille display, whatever, for like, Jaws. And then I put in the Trust Air. I put those on as well, the Aftershocks.
Maria, can you spell the name of this new one that you're talking about?
Yeah, Brekz, and then the other part is Air, A-I-R. So on the headphones themselves, we've got on one of them, on the right side, I want to say, is there's volume controls, and those you use as well, like you hold to turn it on and off. And then on the left, you have a multi-function button on the left earpiece. And so, yeah, they fit. They have these little, like, triangular shapes, and they fit on your cheekbones. And then the band, like you said, behind it is very flexible.
Okay.
So it's not rigid like the other ones. And I found it doesn't actually even go to the bottom of my head. Like, it stays in the middle of the back of my head, if you know what I put. Well, I guess it kind of drifts towards the bottom, but, like, I can't even really feel it's there. Like, it doesn't weigh me. Like, with the prior
like the
model, I feel it dragging the headphones down. They're just super, I think it's, like, titanium band.
Okay.
And like I said, it feels like there's a plastic or something around it to protect it, but I think there's titanium in there. And like I said, it's flexible. Like, you can bend them, so you don't feel like, you know, you might break them if you open them up too far. Like, they do have voice prompts to tell you, you know, battery and pairing and can, you know, fast forward a track. You can't rewind a track with the multi-function button, weirdly, but you can fast forward it. The call quality is kind of more like your typical prior, like, Bluetooth headsets, that phone kind of quality. Oh, and also the sound, like the Blues, the original ones that I had, oh my goodness, they leaked sound. It was
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, and these really, if anyone hears anything, which usually they don't, but if someone is, like, really close to me, they might hear, like, a little, like, little just snippets of, they don't even know what it is.